Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're with Visit Buffalo Niagara President and CEO Patrick Hiller. And Patrick, obviously a big announcement that the Cineposium is coming to Western New York in 2020. The location of it, though, still to be determined. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, we're looking to help the Film Commission find some unique venues. Because it is smaller in nature, it's only about 200 people. So finding some unique venues around the community where they can hold their sessions. So showing some of the unique facilities, structures, buildings that we have in Buffalo.
So was this a case of the Buffalo Niagara Convention Center is too big for what this would be doing?
Well, there are meeting rooms that would be available, and we will make them available. But we also saw this as an opportunity, again, to show the uniqueness of Buffalo.
Well, the 200 people who are being here, I'm not sure if you're the best person to ask for this or if it would have been, I believe Jennifer was her name. The 200 people, are they going to be also like sightseeing around Buffalo, seeing, hey, you know, Central Terminal, this is a great idea where we can do filming in the future. Let's keep that in mind.
That's a better question for Jennifer and Tim, yeah.
Okay, and then just...
Because they're really Tim's counterparts from around the world.
Okay. It also kind of puts eyes, even though it might not necessarily be held at the convention center, it's bringing up the convention center talks. Mm-hmm. I know there's been a lot of talk about what to do with it in the future. Any idea where that process is right now?
Well, the second study is in the middle phase of that right now. I believe that the consultants are planning to present to the county executive after the first of the year, and that's when everything will become public knowledge for everybody as far as what the next steps for the future of the convention center will be.
Where does Visit Buffalo Niagara stand on it?
Well, we're still waiting to see what the consultants actually come out. So they are looking at the financial feasibility, really diving deeper into the locations. You know, there are some issues with both of the locations. And so I think there might be something that could come to fruition that says you cannot build on that location, and so we have to really look at the other site location.
Will this study come up with a recommendation, or is it just presenting the options?
I think it's really presenting the options, and then that will be up to the county executive, the county legislature, and any funding partners that might come to be, as well as, you know, talking to the community as the first study did. So it's really, I think, the intent of the county executive to have this be a collaboration and a community input and effort to decide the future of the convention center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.